This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last two visits, we studied what Peter said about the importance of God's Word. Now let's focus on what he said in 2 Peter 3:9 through 18. Peter reminds us that God will keep his promise concerning the return of Christ, but is patiently delaying it so everyone will have an opportunity to repent and be ready for that day. There will be a suddenness to Christ's return. It could take us by surprise if we are not ready. Since this is true, Peter asks pleadingly, what kind of people ought we to be? First, we should look forward to that day when we'll enjoy a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Second, to be ready for that day, we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Third, this should lead us into living holy and godly lives so that we will be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with God. When we get ourselves ready in this way, we'll no doubt stand out among those we live, work, and play with. If they have questions about our hope, Peter tells us we should be ready to give an answer to their questions with gentleness and respect. Our heart's desire should reflect our Heavenly Father's heart. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. He will not force anyone to make that decision. Nor should we, but we should do everything within our power to give them an opportunity. Then we need to pray for them and trust God for the results. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.